It's satire. If you think of the genre of like Spinal Tap, only we were 80s pop rock stars, and we broke up. We had a lot of hits. When I say Spinal Tap, they were a big deal in the context of the film. The Rockets had a lot of hits in the 80s. We made really, really funny, really lame videos, much like the early videos on VH1 and TV. And it's very funny, big hair and lots of eye makeup and shoulder pads, all of that stuff. We were built to last, American class, the immaculate heart attack. The Rockets spoke up because I punched Patrick out. He was wearing his 6-inch hobnail boots with rhinestones. And he has left the business. I'm still trying to rebuild my career as David Gallagher of the Rockets. And I've been trying to get Patrick to come back and do a reunion tour so we could make a big splash again. And I'm living the dream of many rock stars I've met who really are lost in their own minds. And they are legends in their own minds, but nowhere else. And I'm still in the denial that the best days are behind me in the context of this. And it's very, very funny. My brother Sean is the executive producer, head writer. And Patrick, my brother Patrick Cassidy, is my co-star. My brother Ryan Cassidy is the lead set decorator on Ruby and the Rockets. And we just debuted 3 weeks ago, and it looks like it's going to be a big hit. It's the best thing I've ever done, and the only reason I would move back to Los Angeles would be to do this project. And I have worked either in the theater on Broadway. I did over 2,000 shows in Las Vegas and lived there for 6 years. But I'm having the best time of my life, and I get to tour on the weekends and do the show during the week, and it's reminiscent of my days in my 20s in the Barker family. I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. Hey! But it has a lot more edge than the Garden Strip we have, and we sort of really push the envelope for the network. And if I sound a little distracted, it's because I'm driving through traffic in L.A. about to go to Los Angeles International Airport to fly back to my home in New York.
You're driving yourself?
Yes, I do. I rent a car because I've been out here. I moved out here to do the show, and we're on a month hiatus. So.
Oh, man,
yes,
so you're like
I
on the one.
I drive myself. I don't, much unlike David Gallagher, I drive myself.
Well, I'm sorry to have to do this while you're driving. I know how nerve-wracking.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry, I am too, but I have been literally, including weekends and nights, recording, because we're making videos, we're also recording, and we shoot the show live on Friday nights. So in that context, you're right, it is a half-hour situation comedy with music. We do play and we do sing live, and Alexa Vega, who plays my daughter, plays Ruby, is just incredibly talented. But I am looking for no one to save me, no, I keep my feet on the ground, by hanging on to the love that you gave me here in my heart, where our worlds never part, where your voice helps me find my way home, cause I know, David Gallagher, the character I play, he really hasn't, he struggles with being a parent because he really hasn't embraced adulthood. And he's very funny. And, you know, he's lost in his own mind, I'm telling you.
No more excuses. When I ask for fizzy water, I expect it to fizz.
Excuse me, David?
Oh, sorry, honey. No autographs. But you can buy one of my t-shirts out front.
I'm Ruby. I'm your daughter.
I'm going to need some rum in that water.
Are you able to draw on your actual musical history at all?
Only in as much as I'm drawing on my own, yes. I mean, I've recorded hundreds and hundreds of songs and written and produced, etc. So in that respect, I've been in the studio a lot. But I've met a lot of rock stars and movie stars, television stars, that are have lost their minds, basically, and are kind of in denial that they're really on the planet like the rest of us. And David Gallagher has a little bit of that. He's not evil. He's just so self-indulgent. And so he's so completely self-involved that he's almost unaware of how the rest of the world lives. And it's very funny. It's funny to play that character. And Patrick and I get on each other, much like we really do in real life. We're always nailing each other. And Sean and Patrick and their relationship and my relationship with Sean and my relationship with Patrick, a lot of it is from our real life experience. A lot of what goes on with the jabbing and right crosses, not physically, but verbally.
When you were playing a, not a rock star, but a pop star in your former life, you were with family members, your stepmother.
Well, I was with my stepmom, yeah. Uh-huh.
Does it feel reminiscent? Is it a little bit of deja vu?
Well, Shirley did a guest starring role last week, but it won't air for another month or so, but it was fantastic. It's the first time we've worked together in 30 years. So that in itself, but she plays a very different character. It's not a kid show, and it's not, even though there's music in a half hour, the context of the show is not the Partridge Family, although there's a lot of love in it.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We had a dream, we'd go traveling together. Spread a little love and then we'll keep moving on. Something always happens whenever we're together. Get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
I wanted to ask about your former co-stars because Danny Bonaducci is actually at our sister station one floor below us, and he's like a rock and roll DJ now. I don't
know
if you're aware of that. Yes.
I was not aware of that. I had no idea. I know he was originally brought up around Philadelphia, so it's like going home. If he stays out of trouble, I wish him the best of luck, though. He's a very talented guy, and I hope he's able to get his life together. I always have, and always have supported him.
Okay, great. Well, thank
you
so much.
Say hi to him for me, will you?
I will. Okay.
Okay, honey.
Thanks.
God bless.
Bye-bye.